eats something that doesn't agree with him, he is sick.
Indigestion?
No, yes, but when your stomach is upset, you say he's sick.
To his stomach.
And a person who is sick to stomach might do what?
Vomit.
Do you have any neutral, crude, or jocular expressions besides that that you're familiar with?
Threw up would be the only one I'd use.
What are the ones you know, though?
Heaved. Something with cookies. Tossed cookies.
If in the future you're going to be, if something doesn't happen, you're going to be disappointed, you say, I what be disappointed? I
will be.
And we, same thing.
I still say will.
Okay. A man is going out with a girl with intended to marry, he's doing what? Or he's, you say he's...
I wouldn't use any special term, although of course courting is a familiar one. Going with, I suppose.
You probably use that in preference to... And she refused him, she did what? Refused to marry him, you say she did what? She...
Rejected or jilted, turned him down.
A noisy burlesque serenade after a wedding is called a... You have any name for that?
Only from reading.
What's that?
Chivalry. I'm sure that's the right word.
It's the right word. The man who assists the groom at a wedding is the
best man.
And the woman who assists the bride is the
maid of honor or matron of honor.
Yeah, but this is something else.
Bridesmaid.
Yeah. And the man and woman were. The wedding, they were
married.
If everyone was attended, you'd say, and you might use this depreciative term for everyone, you know, you might say the entire or the, you want to indicate not just part of the group came.
The whole crowd, the whole bunch, probably.
And this is a kind of entertainment. They have an orchestra, and people get out on the floor and
dance.
And how about a large, highly formal one?
Ball.
Boy didn't go to school, he did what? He
played truant, ditched, played hooky, cut glasses.
You know the term ditch?